are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast. This is P alongside Ryan. And if you're watching, it means you're on YouTube. And we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review.
What's up?
What's up with you, bro?
Nothing, man. Getting ready. One day away. Yeah. We are recording this on Wednesday, the day before the games on Thursday. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Real quick before we start off, maybe we can get into a breakdown of who our favorite teams are and maybe why. So my question to you, P, is why the Bills?
It's a funny story, one that I think that my closest people know. So it was the first Super Bowl, 1990. I was just watching a game on TV. And I wasn't really interested in football, but that game really, like, interested me. So I was like, look, whoever wins this game is going to be my team. I'm just going to follow.
Who's playing?
It was the Buffalo Bills against the New York Giants playing on TV. So the Bills ended up winning that matchup in the regular season. So I followed the Bills, and they made a Super Bowl run. So they made it to the Super Bowl, and the team that they had to play was the Giants.
The irony.
Yeah, so the irony is that the team that I could have picked would have already had me a few Super Bowls.
Multiple Super Bowls.
The team that I did pick gave me 4 Super Bowl losses and nothing but heartbreak.
And not one since.
Not one since. So, wow. But on the flip side, I do want to mention that as of today, Fox did, I don't know if you knew, but they had a poll. And they had it with different fan bases to see who the number one NFL fan base was. And then the prize was whoever won, they were going to buy a billboard in the city of that fan base choice to say the number one fan base is whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the Bills went up against everybody as a 6th seed, and they won. It was just announced today that the Buffalo Bills, Bills Mafia, has been announced as the number one fan.
Was it like a fan voting or something?
Yeah, it was on a poll that they did. So we went up against, like, Pittsburgh. We went up against a bunch of other fan bases. I think Green Bay in the championship. Yeah,
yeah. Those cult following fans. Yeah,
and we beat every single one of them.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Shout out to Bills Mafia, number one. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Nice. That's what's up.
Yeah. So how about you?
For me, well, I'm a Washington football team fan. Obviously, we have changed names. But I've been a fan, surprisingly, for a very long time. I'm a little older. I might look very young, but I'm a little older. But the main reason I am a fan of this team is because of my older brother. I'm pretty much a fan of every team that he's a fan of because he pretty much taught me sports. Mm-hmm. So I just followed along. And I kind of just started falling in love with the team, even through our sucking as much as we have. As far back as I can remember, I think I became a fan when we had, like, Patrick Ramsey. I remember him getting drafted on our team. That might be the first quarterback that I remember us ever having as me as a fan.
Santana Moss.
Yeah, Santana Moss came right at, like, way after that. But, like, we have to look. I can't remember when Patrick Ramsey was in the league. Let me see. Let me try to look that up real fast.
Like, 98?
Yeah, because I remember him getting drafted. He came from Tulane. 2002, so 18 years ago. I've been a Redskins fan for about 18 years.
Santana Moss was on that team, no?
No, he's after that. He was like in the late 2000s.
He wasn't in there with the on the Jets probably.
Yeah, he was like on the Jets. Maybe might have been in college, but he came in right after that.
All right, but that was a nice little icebreaker, man. That's why.
Yeah, Patrick Ramsey. Shout out Patrick Ramsey, man.
Yeah. did he ever really do well for you?
He was like a Ryan Fitzpatrick type.
Yeah.
Like nothing amazing, but he wasn't like trash. Like we were hopeful, but nothing ever happened. But we're exciting now. I'm excited for what we kind of have. McLaurin, very excited about. We just got to keep building. So
I told you. I mean, if the talent on the field doesn't work out, at least
– and our defensive line is disgusting.
At least you're going to look good because the way the jerseys look.
Those helmets on the those numbers on the helmets look amazing. I love those things.
Yeah.
All right, but what else you want to jump into?
You mentioned something, and I'm sorry if I'm stealing your thunder here. You mentioned what would the players' reactions to the fans be? to not having fans in the stands. And I kind of took that and ran with it with something a little bit different, but the same.
Yeah. For me, it's not only the players, but us watching it as fans. Because for the most part, majority of stadiums, all the fans are going to be at home. So that's going to be a whole different aspect. I think it's going to definitely change. We have, like, all the artificial noise and all that stuff I've been hearing reports about. But I don't know. When I'm in, when I've gone to games and I've gone to, like, any sporting events, like, the fans kind of, like, make the game more exciting. So
the atmosphere.
They can replicate that. But
yeah, it's just the atmosphere, that energy you get. I can imagine a team like Seattle, who the 12th man is widely known as giving them an advantage. Yeah, I can see that maybe taking a little bit away from that team. You know, if you, it's the third quarter, it's a hard-fought game, and you're really, like, struggling with energy, sometimes that the fans can give you a boost after a really nice play. So that's why I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's going to be interesting, especially with these teams that rely on that home field advantage.
Yeah, for sure.
And one thing before we move on that I did read, and I mentioned it to you, was that Kyle Shanahan mentioned how constant noise with that fake crowd noise has been he likened it to being a form of human torture.
And so that's, he doesn't like it.
verbatim what he said. So
wow.
Imagine that. Imagine thinking that. Imagine just a whole game of just fake crowd noise and there's no variance to it. I'd imagine it's going to be like the same wavelength pretty much throughout the entire game.
Artificial anything isn't genuine and isn't realistic. So, yeah, you can try to replicate emotions, but I don't think it'll be the same. Hopefully, I mean, some of these teams definitely are going to have fans at all this year, but some of these other ones get a couple in there.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else before we jump into these matchups?
Nah, I'm totally ready to get in here, man. All right, cool. We're ready to roll up our sleeves and dissect these
NFL. Let's dig into these matchups.
Oh, so first I got to put the dog down.
Yep.
First matchup, it's going to be the Thursday night Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, are home against the Houston Texans. What's the line?
So right now the line is at -9. Actually, the Chiefs are favored by 9.5. Mm-hmm. And the over-under is at 54.5. So they're saying that it's going to be a high-scoring game and the Chiefs are probably going to win by 10 points. That's what they're assuming. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think it's going to be a little bit closer game. I'm kind of scared to pick that spread. So I'm going to stay away from that. But it's going to be a good game, man. If anything, do you see redemption for the Texans, who had a big lead in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs and lost it? So are they feeling the win? Like, yo, we can beat this team. They don't have DeAndre Hopkins no more. Yeah, you're running back with David Johnson, so we get to see that. Mm-hmm. But again, the Chiefs have a lot of new pieces. You want to talk about them?
I do want to mention that it's, and I'm glad you did. It's a different team, the Houston Texans. So they do have David Johnson, and I'm glad you mentioned that. So as far as the Chiefs is concerned, they have the rookie who we keep hearing that he might not lead for the first week, right?
Yeah. I heard that Darrell Williams might get a couple of touches here and there too. So I can see it being like 15 CEH, Darrell Williams getting like 8 to 10 maybe. So it wouldn't be too crazy.
Yeah. So,
but they're going to probably ease him in. And as he shows more, I can see him just – they taking the reins off and letting him do what he does.
Another thing, two quarterbacks that just got their extensions. So they're secure.
Highest two-pick quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're going to be feeling good. Injury, a few things to note on the injury front. It looks like Brandon Cooks actually did practice after being a non-participant yesterday. So not sure if he's going to actually play, but that honestly trends you in the right direction if you can practice the day before the game.
Yeah.
And then on the KC side, on the injury front, we see Travis Kelce, and obviously we feel like he's going to play.
Yeah, he practiced today in full, I thought I saw.
Okay. All right. So some things like that, you know, you feel like these veterans or these guys that have already like firm and entrenched in their roles are probably going to get some break days before they really ramp it up for the season.
Who's your one guy that you're going to have your eyes on that you like, I can't wait to see what happens with him?
Okay.
Keep scouting.
I am scouting a player, and this is a person that, damn, should I share this?
I can guess who it is.
Who is it?
Mecole Hardman.
No, I am scouting him. So let's go with McColl. I'll make a case for him.
So that's who you're excited to see what he does. I'm
excited, okay. And it's because what is he going to bring in a special teams game?
Yeah,
you know that the special teams can really be important, especially with a team like KC where you don't want to give him good field position. So, what is he going to do there? How are they going to try to work him into the offense? And I know this is maybe a longer shot. I could have picked all of these star-studded names, but we're going to go with McColl Hardman because he is he's a bit of an X factor in the way that Tyreek Hill could be an X factor.
Yeah.
So we'll see what he can do against that offense.
For me, I'm just excited to see both of these new running backs, Clyde and David Johnson. I'm curious to see what their roles are going to be. I don't know them in any teams, but as a fan of football, I'm hoping David Johnson has something left in the tank, and everybody excited to see the new KC running back. So what's your pick? We're going to be predicting all of these games as far as picking who we're going to, and we're going to track it throughout the season. So with our first game of the season, who are you going with?
I got KC.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm not going to get cute.
Nah.
KC, they're just – it's going to be hard for them to lose games. So I'm probably going to be picking KC all year. Mm-hmm. But KC, week one, you can put it in the books, man.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's move into that next game.
Next game is Baltimore home against the Browns, and it's the division game.
Yeah.
AFC North. It's definitely going to be a good one.
We got the Ravens favored by 7.5. 48.5 total over under. So again, expecting points.
Yeah.
And a fair spread. The Ravens should be the favorite. What's your thinking on players?
I would love to look back at this matchup last year, because I feel like the Browns played the Ravens tough and
they beat them.
There it is. So
it blew them out, I think, if I recall correctly.
I think so. So if you know, with these division games, you always have to think about things like that.
Yeah.
So,
not to cut you off, the first matchup, they won 40-25. The Browns won, and then the Ravens won 31-15.
Wow. So something to consider. Were both home teams the ones that blew out?
So, no, both away teams won.
Yeah, so see, it's hard to call on that. Just something to be mindful of. I think a key from this matchup here, and on the injury front, again, they have Lamar listed on the injury list, but we really think it's more just to preserve his legs because he's probably going to be doing a lot of work this year.
Yeah.
A key player that I want to highlight is Justin Tucker. No, I'm kidding. I'm curious to see what Hollywood Brown could do this year. We hear and the reports, and obviously Ryan would know this because he's a trainer, but apparently he added, 20 pounds of muscle?
Yeah, man. I saw his actually eating his diet, if you want to call it diet. Mm-hmm. I saw his diet, and he was eating like a lot of calories a day. It was pretty cool, man. I'm actually happy for him. I think that's what he needed last year. I saw he was like 157 when he finished the year, and now he's like at 175 or 180. So
yeah,
my worry with people who add muscle so fast is your body being able to withstand that new frame.
That's
the only thing I worry about.
But. And he was already a little bit of an injury risk.
Yeah, so hopefully he can stay healthy for his sake.
Yeah.
Your guy that you're watching, I'll start with mine. No bias. I just want to see what Mark Andrews does, if he can keep the momentum from last year. And then again, I want to see what everybody's been talking about, this Browns backfield with Chubb and Hunt. I want to see what the offensive coordinator has in plan and how they're going to be splitting these touches. So. What about for you?
I'm going to stick with Hollywood Brown. He's my guy. He's the guy that I'm interested in seeing. I know someone I know has him in his flex.
Yeah.
And he's playing against you, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Until next week. Who are you taking? Are we going Ravens both?
We're gonna sweep
Ravens. All right, cool. Let's jump into this next one.
So this is another division rivalry. This is an NFC battle, NFC East battle. Yeah. And we have the Eagles going up against the Washington football team in Washington.
Yep, we got the Eagles favored by 5.5 and 42.5 over under. So a little lower side of points. But who's some fantasy football players that stand out to you in this matchup?
In this matchup, first, let's go with the injuries before we get to that. Alex Smith, he made the second string. He won the backup job, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he's playing week one.
No, I'm just saying, but he made the, because I see him here as out. So, yeah. So he made the team, but he's just not on the depth chart officially.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Bryce Love. I feel like Bryce Love with this. I see that he's a game time decision or something like that. But
yeah,
Bryce Love with the slew of running backs they have over there in Washington, it's like I'm not sure what that's all about.
Yeah, it's gonna be a committee happening over there.
On the Eagles side, we have Alshon, who it's a little confusing what's going on there. And then Jalen Reagor, who did get a little bit of limited practicing, and then Miles Sanders. That's an injury to keep an eye on because we've already heard of the Eagles coach limiting his reps or working him in slowly. When you hear that,
I wouldn't mind that. who's the guy that you're looking to see if he can go off or you're going to be scouting?
Man, I have two, and they're both on the Washington football team. Terry McLaurin and Antonio Gibson. You talk to me a lot about Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure what that rotation is going to be. You already hear about the RBBC happening there. But he's explosive as any. So I'm curious to see what he can do. And Scary Terry, another year towards the end of the year, he already had chemistry with Haskins. Now on the NFL level, he's building it. He's going to have a really good year.
He's going to have a tough matchup, though. The Eagles ain't the same Eagles as last year with that horrible secondary. They got Darius Slay now.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can slay. For me, I'm excited. No reasons. But I just want to see what DeSean Jackson does, man. We ain't getting a chance to get a lot of opportunities. So he just got to stay healthy. I think he can really do something in his game. He has a history of destroying teams that he used to play for. And he just does well against Washington. Who we taking?
I got the Eagles going here. I'm not gonna get.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a Washington fan, but I'm not crazy. I'm taking Eagles.
Okay.
All right. Let's jump into this next matchup.
Next matchup is Indy against Jacksonville, another division bout, and this one is in Jacksonville. Not that I don't really think it matters.
No.
Give us the line.
We got Colts favored by 7.5. With a 45.5 over under. So they're expecting the Colts to take this, but what's happening with the injuries?
Right now on the injuries, nothing big that I can see. Okay, so there is a Rykel Armstead, a COVID list for the second time, so he'll be out for a while. Mm-hmm. A Miles Jack is banged up. Not sure if they're just managing reps for the season to come. And on the Indy side, all reliable, questionable tag for T.Y.
When
Hilton.
Isn't T.Y. a game time decision?
And then Trey Burton is, I think, the same. I think
he's out.
Trey
yeah.
Is, yeah. So and it was I would have been curious to see Trey Burton with Phillip Rivers, but
yeah.
So that's what stands out on the injury front.
Got it. Who are you excited to see?
I named him. I wonder what that Colts offense with one of the best offensive lines in football is going to look like with Phillip Rivers manning the offense. So I'm curious to see what he would do, because he was a fantasy relevant quarterback, even though people didn't really give him credit for it. But Phillip Rivers is always a quarterback. I felt like that every time I played against him, he put up like really good numbers against me, and he's a gunslinger. Yeah. And he gets his backs involved. He gets his tight ends involved. And this is just going to be, you know, I just think this – I don't even think this game is going to be close, to be honest with you.
No, absolutely not. For me, it's Jonathan Taylor. I want to see what this rookie class does for Indy. They got Michael Pittman, JT. See if Paris Campbell could come and finally do something. They got high hopes for him. But, man, to put my pick in place, I think the Colts win this easily, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I believe we swept that decision.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go to the next. We got the inaugural season of the Las Vegas Raiders. They kick it off against the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. Yeah. And this is Bridgewater's debut, so give us the line.
Yeah, they're looking at a close one. Only they got the Raiders favored by 3 with a 47.5 over under, so a lot closer. And what we expected, but what are they talking about? With injuries?
Injury-wise, Eli Apple on the Carolina side, it looks like he's out. Nothing really big on that front. And then for Las Vegas, Marcus Mariota is out. And Foster Moreau, the tight end, it looks like he's a little banged up, but not sure if that's probably just, you know, some cleaning up before the season starts.
Yeah.
In terms of players, what we got?
You already know who I'm hyped about. I think he's going to go off this week.
Josh?
Yep.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh okay. Jacobs. Put the ball in his hands and watch him go to work. I think he's going to destroy the Panthers, who are coming into the season with people saying they're probably the worst defense in the NFL. So I'm kind of surprised that this game is as close as it is. They're kind of disrespecting the Raiders, and I'm not even a Raiders fan. But
they said Carolina was the worst defense in the NFL?
That's what they're projecting. One of the worst defenses.
Wow.
Along probably with Jacksonville and some of those other teams. But, okay. Yeah, Carolina's defense, they literally have nobody. Remember, Luke Kuechly is retired, so.
Yeah, and the Bills took like four of their players, so.
Yeah. and Bradbury went to another team, so they're kind of depleted.
That's true. Okay. I got my eye on Bryan Edwards from the Raiders.
Hot name.
A very hot name. He's a rookie, but, you know, been raving about him. And who else is there to really compete with him aside from the rookie? The other rookie, Henry Ruggs. But Ruggs is more of a slot guy. I see Edwards is more of a Y or X receiver, right?
Yeah.
On the outside. So Bryan Edwards is someone to keep your eye on. I saw Apex pick him up. So
cool.
Anything else from this game?
Nah, I'm going with the Raiders. Not gonna get cute. Unless Christian McCaffrey goes off, I don't think the Panthers are gonna win.
Yeah, let's give Chucky his first win of the year here away too, which would be a nice momentum gainer for them going into the season.
Cool. Let's jump into this next one.
Yeah, this is like my favorite one. We could stay on this one for 20 minutes.
And with that being said, the Bills are gonna win.
The New York Jets going up against the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. What's the line?
We got Bills favored by 6.5. I think this might be the lowest over under of the whole, all these games, 39.5.
Yeah,
so that's expect, a lot of minimal fantasy production in this game. What y'all looking like with injuries?
So Jerry Hughes on defense, but I just think Quentin Jefferson, Harrison Phillips, he's coming back from an ACL. So those are all defensive pieces. But I think they're all going to be fine for week one. In terms of the Jets, Cool Joe is here. Joe Flacco has actually made the roster, and he has a questionable tag now.
Yeah, I think he's going to be out for a couple of weeks, they were saying, I was hearing.
Yo.
And then the two receivers, but nobody's starting them.
Yo, what if Joe Flacco ended up taking over that quarterback position over there?
No comment.
Yeah, so and then they have just like Breshad Perriman, who's been banged up, and then Mims, who's an exciting rookie.
Yeah, anybody you looking at to?
Who I'm gonna pick, man. I'm gonna pick my boy, Stephon Diggs. I think that they want to show that they have a connection right off the bat. I think Stephon Diggs is gonna have a really good first game as a debut with the Buffalo Bills. So I have my eye on him.
Cool. For me, I just want to see what Zach Moss could do. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So on the Jets, I have no interest in seeing anyone. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Nah, Jets, nobody. unanimous, I think we both got the Bills, right?
Yeah, we both have the Bills.
All right, let's get off this.
Yeah, so the next one is NFC North battle, and that is Chicago at Detroit. What's the line?
So we got Detroit favored by 3 with a total over under of 44.5. So a closer game here.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a good game.
Injury wise,
we got
a couple of guys though.
Yeah, we have Marvin Jones banged up, but is it really just, you know, maybe? Yeah,
this is all little Knicks and stuff.
Hockenson, and then Bo Scarborough is already designated as out. Yeah. And then on the Chicago side, we have Anthony Miller. And then obviously, I think the big one is David Montgomery, who growing actually practiced. So trending in the right direction over there.
Cool. Who's the guy you're looking at?
I'm gonna say I'm gonna look at Cordero Patterson. And the reason I mentioned Cordero Patterson is because this is the type of guy that Nagy traditionally would love to just add and tinker around and give him the ball in different ways. I think he fits the offense well. Gabriel's, is he with the Bears?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so they can get creative in that aspect, maybe a little bit more with the runs or screen passes, or maybe even from what I've heard, maybe even some handoffs. So Cordarrelle Patterson is an interesting name.
Yeah, for me, aside from the big pieces on both sides, the receivers I'm looking at, but I want to see what Hockenson does, man. He had a lot of hype going into last year, started out on fire, and then he got hurt. So maybe he can come off this injury and be productive. So let's see what he can do.
And
Who are we going? Who are you taking here?
We both took the same team. We both
So Lions.
Cool. Yeah, we both took Detroit.
All right.
The next one is, this is a great matchup. It's the Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks, going to Atlanta to face the Falcons. What's the line?
This might be one of the closest lines. I got the Seahawks favored by 1.5 with a 49.5 total over under. So very, very close game.
Yeah, and on the injury front, it looks like Atlanta is a little banged up on the defensive side with notable names like Keanu Neal, but I think that's more of like maintenance. And then on Seattle side, we have Rashad Penny, who's obviously on the PUP list. And Will Disley, who's a name that, in the last few years, Will Disley's a fantasy god. So, in terms of the names, what are you looking at?
Man, a lot. We got Todd Gurley in a new home. So that's exciting, SC. I have a feeling he might go off, man. I don't know why. I have a feeling he might go off. And then again, Hayden Hurst, see what he does. But we'll see. Those are guys I'm going to be looking at. Everybody else kind of, you know what they do.
Yeah, I have two names, one from each team. I'm going to give you Greg Olsen, a new face over there in Seattle. I think the last few years, Russell has really targeted the tight end a little bit more than he did in the past or in previous years. So interesting to see if Greg Olsen is just going to be another guy or if he's actually going to build some sort of chemistry with Russ. And then I have another one for you on the Atlanta side, and that's Russell Gage. Russell Gage is
always been a big name, man.
Yeah, that he's the third wide receiver over there in Atlanta. I feel like he's been there for a few years, right? Is this the second year or third year?
Might be second or third. I can't.
Yeah. With Gage, he's a young guy. Matt Ryan, from what I hear, Matt Ryan likes him too.
Yeah.
Russell Gage is a nice name.
Thanks. So who we got here? I think we both got Seattle, right?
We both have Seattle here. And we do think this has a chance to be a high-scoring affair.
Thanks. All right, next one.
The next one we have is –
New England's going to win. Okay, next game.
An AFC East clash of the Titans. So we have the Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots, and this is an AFC East matchup.
Yep. This is kind of embarrassing. As a Patriots fan, to be only favored by 6.5 points against the Dolphins.
Wow.
And the over-under is a measly 42 points. So you can expect a little bit of nothing happening in this game.
I think it's because in the past that the Miami Dolphins have always
played them tough.
They played them tough. So I think that's part of the equation maybe. And, you know, Brady, number 12, not being there too.
Yeah. Couple of injuries here. What we got?
Yeah, so with the injuries, Damian Harris is the one that stands out to me because it sounded like he had a great camp. So it sucks that he's there and he's actually out, and we don't know how long he's going to be out.
At least 3 weeks.
Yeah, that sucks because he was doing great. And Edelman, he's always on the – I think the Patriots just make room for everybody on the list, and everybody here is going to play except for the people that are actually listed as out. So I'm not even going to bother with the Patriots.
Yeah.
As far as the Dolphins, Gesicki, I feel like his name was tossed around a lot in the offseason as being fantasy relevant. And he's on there. Devontae Parker, but again, you see a lot of these receivers on here. I wouldn't really worry about too much of these.
Yeah.
They just could be managing reps.
Yep. Who we like. For me, I'm looking – I just want to see what Cam does on a new team, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The Patriots going to live or die with Cam, so we'll see what happens week one. If they can't beat the Dolphins, then they're going to have a long season.
And I have James White. That's the guy I want to look at because I feel like running backs are dropping over there in New England. Sony Michel's banged up too, right?
Yeah.
That's another one I didn't mention, but James White, it's his backfield. Traditionally, Cam has dealt – very well with running backs that can catch out of the backfield. So it looks like it's James White's backfield to have for now. That's a name to store away.
Yep. Cool. I think we both got the Patriots, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you ever if you see me choose Miami in this one, man. So the next one is another NFC North battle, and that's Green Bay going to Minnesota. What's the line?
We got Minnesota favored by 2.5 and 45.5 over under. So another close game.
Yeah. On the injury side, the one to note is Green Bay, Jair Alexander, their talented corner, right? That's their stud corner, one of them.
Yep.
Yes, but it that could be just one of those things to just get ready for the season. Yep. That's pretty much it on the player side. What stands out to you?
I want to see what Thielen does in a true wide receiver one role, especially mm-hmm. if Alexander is backed up, then he might go off. And I'm anxious to see what Aaron Jones does, man. Everybody's putting him down. Let's see if he could pick up where he left off.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. Mm. I'm interested to see how A-Rod comes out this year, how he plays. They didn't get any wide receiver help for him in the offseason.
Shocker.
In the draft, which was shocking. And Devin Funchess was their acquisition, right? I think it was.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they got
it out.
Yeah.
So I hope that A-Rob could hold up and his team around him. And I think that he's probably going to hand it off a little bit more, but that doesn't mean that it's over for him yet. I still think that he has some magic left, and especially with that cast he has around him, he's going to make use of it.
Yeah. I think pick-wise, this is our first disagreement.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with Green Bay. You got the Vikings.
I'm going with the home team here in this division rivalry.
Yeah, the home team. All right, cool. Let's jump into this next one.
All right. The next one is the Chargers going to Cincinnati to face the Joe Burrow Bengals. What's the line?
We got 3.5 favored by the Chargers. 43.5 over under. Kind of low for the Chargers playing a rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals, who had the number one overall pick, man.
Yeah.
That screams upset.
It does. Notable injuries here. Joe Mixon, it looks like his migraines have cleared up.
Funny
you do that. Yeah. Auden Tate and Drew Sample there. I'm not really sure if any of those are fantasy relevant. Maybe Auden Tate. And then Mike Williams for the Chargers, who initially it was better news than we thought, and then it's worse news than we thought. So it looks like he might be a game time decision for real on that front. What about the players?
For me, I just want to see what Joe Burrow can do, man. I'm excited to see what he can do, and I have very high expectations for him.
Yeah, I like that. The player that I'm targeting, and I don't know if it's for a good reason or a bad reason, but it's just for I'm watching you reason, and that's Tyrod Taylor.
Your boy?
Yeah. look, he's a great dude off the field. On the field, he's a good player. I'm just not sure if it's going to be a repeat of what happened with the Browns or if it's going to be something like what he did with the Bills, where he wasn't really, like, lighting the world on fire, but the running offense was among the best in the league.
Yeah.
So if we know he's a safe player, but with his legs, he could be a fringe fantasy player.
Yeah.
But that's what I see. That's who I identify.
Yeah, pick-wise, I think we both got the Bengals, so we're looking for an upset here.
Yeah, we want Joe Burrow. We want to see what it's like. Let me tell you something. Joe Burrow has weapons on offense.
He might be one of the few rookie quarterbacks that jumps right into a great position, because most rookie quarterbacks go to these teams and they're still rebuilding. I think the Bengals have been rebuilding for a long time, so.
He's got some weapons, man.
Yeah, I think that one of the things holding the Bengals back was Andy Dalton. So the fact that they can get a new chief in there to handle these play calls should be good.
I don't know. That's Andy Dalton, man. He held it down for a while.
Yeah, about average as it can be. All right, let's get to this next game. All right,
next matchup is an NFC South matchup with the Buccaneers going to New Orleans to play the Saints.
Yeah,
what's the line?
Then I thought it was going to be. They got it at. The Saints favored by 3.5 and a big over under 49.5. No shocker. Anytime the Saints play the Bucs, you can expect points.
On the injury front, Kiko Alonso on the defensive side, it looks like it's more of like a game time but questionable type situation. And then on the Tampa side, we have Keyshawn Vaughn, the rookie that was lighting up the draft boards in the offseason. Now it looks like Keyshawn Vaughn is the special team player at best anyway.
Yeah.
So what about the players?
For me, it's I mean, there's a lot of new people on new teams. For me, Tom Brady, man, I want to see if he still got it. Let's see if he got great weapons. Mm-hmm. Let's see him show up.
For me, it's Leonard Fournette traded to the Buccaneers after the coach said that Rojo is the unquestioned starter.
Yeah.
So, and after he said that Rojo is like the number one guy, he also said Fournette would have a role. So what is that role for you, Leonard? Because I need to know, Rojo owners around the world need to know, what exactly are they going to do with Leonard Fournette? So that's what I'm watching here.
Yeah, we both got the Saints winning this one.
Yeah, I have to take them at home, even if there are no fans in there.
All right, cool. Let's get into this next one.
The next one is another division rivalry, and that is Arizona going to San Francisco to play the 49ers.
Yeah, we got the Niners favored by 7. Mm-hmm. And right now they don't have a total right now, so it might be still adjusting it.
Okay. Notable injury names, they have Nick Bosa listed here for San Francisco, but it looks like that could also be one of the managing rep situations. Quan Alexander's on that list. Kyle Juszczyk is on that list. And Drake Kirkpatrick on the Arizona side and Max Williams. Those are two names that are on that list.
Yeah.
What about the players?
Again, more new faces. DeAndre Hopkins on a new team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he can do, man. Everybody's excited. I have my standards lowered a little bit. But, I mean, Hopkins always – I feel like he does so good, but I don't know, man. I don't know. That's what I'm watching for.
Yeah. Let's see what he can do. Last year when these two teams played each other, they played each other very tough. And, yes, yeah. CP, we did see your comment. They played each other very well. And a division game like this could sometimes fool you into thinking that maybe if San Francisco defense is good, they're good universally. But sometimes you have to weigh those division games because they play each other more. They know each other more. So something to note there. I guess a side note for you. The one newsworthy thing for me here is San Francisco is who's going to step up at wide receiver for them. Because I feel like that's a question they've been trying to answer for the last few years. I think Manny Sanders gave them that a little bit last year at the end. But who's going to step up here?
Yeah. With Debo being a game time decision, we still don't know.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we both got the Niners here, right?
We have the Niners on this one.
Cool. Let's get into the Sunday night football game.
Sunday night football.
First Sunday night football. What do you think? You think this is a good matchup for Sunday night, first one?
Dallas going up against the Rams in their new stadium.
Yeah, where nobody will be.
I think the reason it's a good game is because Dallas fan base, Dallas fan base is great for ratings.
Yeah.
Matchup-wise, is it something that I'm like dying to watch? Maybe not. There's a lot of different storylines on this one, though. So what's the line for this one?
So right now they got the Cowboys favored by 3 with a 51.5 total of over and under. I think that might be one of the highest over unders of the week. Yeah, might be top 3 for sure.
And that's going to be a good one. On the injury front, Darrell Henderson, they said he was banged up, and apparently he practiced today. So trending in the right direction. And then Randy Gregory on the Dallas side, that's a notable name on the injury front.
A lot of this is going to be an offensive game. I can see why the points are so high. There's so many weapons here. Who I'm looking forward to, I just want to see. I know they've been talking a lot of crap about Dak. Let's see if he can, on a national televised game, he might try to come out week one and shut everybody up.
Yeah. And for me, I have my eye on and fantasy worthy. Is the Rams backfield. Who's it going to be? What's the split going to be? Is it going to be a true RBBC going forward? And what does that look like? Because is it going to be Henderson leading, or is it going to be Brown, or is it going to be the rookie Cam? who projects more to be a third down guy. So it's I'm interested to see what's going to go on there, because the running back is an important piece of that offense, but that running that offense is predicated on the three receiver set, right?
Yeah. Cool. So, who are you taking here?
Hold on. Who did I take here?
Rams.
So I took the Rams on this matchup.
Yeah, I'm going opposite. I'm going to go to Cowboys. And for just one specific reason, this isn't the Rams that went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And I feel like if the Cowboys are ever going to go to a Super Bowl, they need to start winning games right now. So with this new high-powered offense where they added CD, I just think it's just too much. That I think the Rams are still trying to figure themselves out.
Yeah, I just think that the Dallas offensive line is more banged up than people think.
Yeah.
I feel like on the defensive side, Dallas lost pieces. I'm not sure what they've gained.
Yeah, yeah. True. So, all right, cool. Let's get into this first Monday night football game.
Week
one, they always have two, so that's
super yeah. Cool. It's Pittsburgh going to New Jersey to play the Giants. And what's the line?
So they got Pittsburgh by 5.5 right now with a 47.5 over under, so a lot closer than you people would think.
Yeah. But on the injury front, we have Golden Tate, questionable, and Evan Engram, who's also always tagged. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I just feel like he's always there. And then on the Pittsburgh side, we have Ebron, questionable. We have Deontay Johnson, who's on here. And I think Johnson, is he even practicing?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen
him. I don't think so. So I'm not sure if that's a good look for him. And then Mason Rudolph, who nobody likes, is on the it's on a thing. How about the players?
I want to see what Big Ben does, man. Coming off surgery, first game, decent matchup. If he can show up, I think it's gonna be an exciting year for him.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what's going on with James Conner. James Conner, which one are we getting? Are we getting last year's James Conner, or are we getting the one before?
Yeah.
And what's the split in that backfield going to be? Is he the bell cow? Because that's what I'm hearing. And if that's going to happen, if they essentially got the band back on offense, then that Pittsburgh offense is going to be fun to watch.
Yep. We got both Pittsburgh winning this game.
We both picked Pittsburgh on that one.
Cool. So let's jump into this last game.
The last game, it is Tennessee Titans going up against the Denver Broncos, the Titans who just acquired a big boy.
Yeah, Jadavian Clowney.
And then the Broncos, who just lost their guy, Von Miller.
Yeah.
Which is a big blow, man. I'm sorry to hear that. He's going to be essentially out for the year, and who knows if his Broncos career is over. But what's the line on this one?
So earlier on the year, they had the Broncos favored the whole time. It looks like it flipped based on these injuries and new acquisitions. So they got the Titans favored by 1.5 in a 41.5 over on this. So it's going to be a very close game. But I just think the Titans have too much, like, they gel so well together. I don't see the Broncos pulling out with this one. What are you looking for?
On the injury front, we see Bradley Chubb is there, and they're going to need him more than ever now. But apparently they're going to manage his reps, so he's going to be on a pitch count. Tennessee, no injuries. You love seeing that. I could tell you this right now. The first thing that came to mind when I thought of these two teams is Tennessee is playoff ready. Denver is not close to being that yet.
They're trying to figure themselves out.
Yeah, so I feel like Tennessee is ready for this matchup. Denver is not going to be ready for it.
Yeah.
And it's no knock to the talent that they have over there in Denver. I feel like they really are putting together some nice pieces, but that defense is going to regress. And they're going to get punished in the ground game by Tennessee.
Yeah, cool. You know who I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, Henry. Derrick Henry.
Yep.
The person I'm probably looking forward to seeing the most is Philip Lindsay, who refuses to go away. Philip Lindsay is he's got heart of a lion. And I know that they drafted Freeman. They drafted Freeman. Freeman was supposed to be the guy the same year that they drafted Lindsay. Lindsay took the job from him. Then last year, they were supposed to be Freeman involved more, and Lindsay said no, right? And then this year, they got Gordon. And he's still apparently going to warrant a split, a 50-50 split. So Philip Lindsay, the ultimate underdog, I have him as a person to watch here.
Cool, and we both got the Titans.
Yep.
Cool, all right. So let's jump into our players of the week that we like, our studs, our bust, and our under the radar. You want to start with your stud?
Yeah, so my stud, I'm going to, you know, I have a few names here, but I want to narrow them down, so I want you to go first.
Cool. So for me, and the reason why I do have the Bengals winning is because I feel like Joe Burrow is going to be a top 10 quarterback in week one. He's going to come out and he's going to show people why he was a number one overall pick, and not only because of his arm. People don't understand how well Joe Burrow can run. I want to just predict that he's going to have over 50 yards rushing on the ground and possibly get a rushing touchdown. He's with by far one of the most underrated quarterbacks, and he's going to easily be a top 10 quarterback this week.
So you have him as a stud?
Yeah, that's my stud.
Okay. My stud this week, do you want to go through your stud, bust, and then under the radar, or do you and then
go back and
you
forth.
Or you want to alternate?
Yeah, we can go back and forth.
Okay, my stud this week is going to be my guy, Josh Jacobs.
Nice.
I feel like with everything he did his rookie year last year, the fact that his coach is upset that he didn't win rookie of the year, the fact that you hear that he is fully ready to catch more passes, and that's what the team wants to do with him. I still think he's going under the even under the radar for some reason.
Yeah.
But boy is a stud, and he's going to show that he's a stud starting game one, because you already know what he did last year, game one.
Yeah, he's in a prime matchup against the Panthers. All right, mm-hmm. Jump right into my bust. I mean, the reason why I will never, ever, ever, you can't pay me to draft any player on the New York Jets, ever. Not only do they have tough matchups throughout the season, but they just have the worst coach in the NFL. I'm sorry, Adam Gase, if you're watching this, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
So my bust of the week is Le'Veon Bell. He gets all these touches and he does nothing with them. He has to fall into the end zone to get any type of value. So for me, I'm staying away. If you have him in any league, you're going to have to start him. But if you play Le'Veon Bell in any DFS lineups, then I don't know what you're thinking. Especially playing the Bills week one. That's a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Pride in stopping the run.
You know, it's funny because you kind of took my – bust
that was
but I'm gonna give you a bust, and his name is Julian Edelman.
Wow.
I'm gonna give you that bust right there. I'm gonna go all in on the fact that Edelman was as good as the number 12.
Yeah,
so that's my bust.
Cool. All right, my under the radar pick comes with no surprise if you've been watching, but I'm gonna go with DeSean Jackson. Probably should be in a lot more lineups than he is in currently. Probably some people can't start him because they have better options as far as names go, but DeSean Jackson always finds a way to abuse the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. And being a top option now for Carson Wentz, I can see him going for over 80 and a touchdown without a doubt.
Yeah. I'm going to give you my under the radar, and it's Anthony Miller.
Mm.
I really like Anthony Miller, and I think he was going even in the last rounds of fantasy drafts. I know that Allen Robinson is a target monster, and he's going to get a lot of work, but there's still plenty of work to go around. And I think that there was a concerted effort to get Miller to the ball towards the end of last year, if I'm not mistaken. And he was getting the hang of it towards the end of last year. Anthony Miller, you are flying under the radar.
Nice, nice. Cool. So – if you've gotten this far, again, as always, I love thanking you for getting this far, because listening to us talk is something that a lot of people don't like doing, but we appreciate you getting this far. If you agree with anything we've said, make sure you drop a comment. Mm-hmm. We love having a conversation with you. Make sure you're following us on any channels that are on the channel on YouTube. If you're watching, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music or any of these other streaming services, make sure you subscribe as well, so you can see this and hear this weekly episode that we drop. Anything else? Any parting words?
No, that's it. You know, have a great week one. I hope that everything goes for you. I don't even think that's possible, because that means that no one would lose. Some of you have to lose. I hate to break it to you, but lose gracefully and lose. And if not, arm yourself with enough knowledge for next week, because we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll catch you. We'll see you next week. With a recap. Take care, guys.
Take care.